Operation Wyvern was a operation that was set up for the riots that happened. It was identifying people that was... My first one was one that went to JD Sports. It was stolen a lot of stuff from JD Sports. What normally happens is a PCSO will sit down and look for a booklet where they see images of faces, and I identified this guy and I recognised him, I knew his name. So I'd done a statement, and I see the guy in the high street, and I stopped and spoke to him and said, "I believe you're the person that is wanted for burglary," it was, in JD Sports. And I said, "I'm going to detain you until an officer arrives." And then immediately I said that, he ran off. He ran into these block of flats that we're going past now. And it's about a 5-minute foot chase. I eventually caught up with him. And then it became a bit of a compromising situation where he said that it wasn't him and stuff like that. And he wanted to fight me. But I was using my personal radio, and more officers arrived and he got arrested. And now he's in prison and he got charged with burglary.
Curtis recognised an offender. He's told him he's going to detain him. He's run off. He's been persistent. He's chased him. In 5 minutes, you must have done at least 3 miles, Curtis. So, yes. Anyway, you know, any of us would know. Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, running for 5 minutes is quite a long way. And then at the end of it, this guy obviously wanted to be violent. You know, he's not walked away, and then some officers have come and helped. And it's one of the best examples you can give of how a PCSO is fighting crime. It's not just about walking about. It's being there and doing something about crime when it happens.
There was lots, wasn't there, in the beginning about exactly how much power PCSOs have to detain people and what they can do. Would you like to clarify that for us, sir?
It's about having the power to detain for 30 minutes until an officer arrives. Now, a PCSO has the same powers as you have, Eddie. I mean, you've got certain arrest powers. People don't always understand what they are, so therefore, it's dangerous sometimes for them to start to use them. All members of the public have some powers in some circumstances. So a PCSO has those, but then they have this power to just keep people there for 30 minutes. We don't task them to go out and arrest people, but if they see, as Curtis did, a crime in action, or they see somebody who's wanted for an offence, they do what they should do, which is confront them and then get some help.